Welcome to episode 818 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In Jeremiah 7, we witness a prophet unafraid to confront hypocrisy, dissect complacency, and expose the hollowness that masquerades as piety. This chapter is not a soothing melody, but a discordant symphony of divine anger and prophetic urgency, demanding our attention and challenging our assumptions. The setting itself is laden with irony. The temple, meant to be a conduit of divine presence, becomes a target of Jeremiah's scorn. In Jeremiah 7, verse 11, this is what he calls it.
A den of thieves.
This is a hollow echo of its intended purpose. The people flock there, chanting their mantras like incantations, mistaking outward religiosity for true worship. Their hands, stained with injustice and oppression, offer sacrifices deemed abominable, according to verse 8, by a God weary of such hollow gestures. But Jeremiah's critique goes beyond superficial rituals. He drills down to the festering core of their transgressions. He exposes their callous disregard for the vulnerable, their exploitation of the foreigner, the orphan, and the widow. Their hands, raised in pious supplication, are also the instruments of oppression. He rips into their arrogance and idolatry, their hearts, set on other gods, while feigning allegiance to Yahweh. Their lips sing praises, but their actions betray a moral depravity that poisons the very fabric of society. They cling to a comforting delusion of temple immunity, believing their proximity to the holy site shields them from consequences. Jeremiah shatters this illusion, reminding them that God resides, not in stone and mortar, but in hearts transformed by righteousness. This dissonance between outward piety and inner corruption brings devastating consequences. Jeremiah paints a vivid picture of a land ravaged by famine, war, and exile. Their misplaced trust in empty rituals and deceptive words becomes their undoing. The very structures they cling to for safety become the bars of their prison. Yet, amidst the prophetic fire, glimmers of hope flicker. Jeremiah's message is not solely one of judgment, but also of potential redemption. The path forward lies not in clinging to hollow traditions, but in a radical reorientation of priorities and a genuine transformation of the heart. He presents a simple, yet demanding, formula in verse 5.
Amend your ways and your doings.
This calls for a complete overhaul, a turning away from injustice and embracing righteousness in every aspect of life. He continues in verse 5.
Show justice to one another.
Compassion and fairness must replace exploitation and oppression. The marginalized must be lifted up, not crushed under the weight of the privileged. This is his message in verse 6.
Do not shed innocent blood.
Violence and cruelty must be eradicated, replaced by a reverence for life and human dignity. The message of Jeremiah 7 transcends the bounds of ancient Israel. It resonates with contemporary societies grappling with similar struggles, the hollowness of religious rituals without corresponding ethical action, the rise of social injustice and inequality, and the seductive power of self-deception. For us, living in a different time and context, the challenge lies in applying this ancient message to our own lives. We must ask ourselves, where are the echoes of the den of thieves in our own institutions, be it religious, political, or economic? How do our daily actions, often masked by good intentions, contribute to the suffering of others? What idols, subtle or overt, do we cling to, distracting us from true worship, which is a life lived in service to others and in alignment with God's justice? Jeremiah's voice, amplified across time, urges us to tear down the scaffolding of self-deception and rebuild our lives on the foundation of genuine righteousness. The true temple, he reminds us, is not a physical structure, but the community of individuals transformed by love, compassion, and a fervent commitment to building a more just and equitable world. The path to genuine transformation, both personal and societal, is not an easy one. It requires constant self-reflection, unwavering commitment, and a willingness to challenge the status quo. But amidst the ruins of complacency and injustice, Jeremiah offers a promise of a world where the temple of God is not a physical structure, but a vibrant community united by love, justice, and complete dedication to the welfare of all. Jeremiah 7, verses 22-23.
For I did not speak to your fathers or command them concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices in all that time since I brought them out of Egypt. But this command I gave them: Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk in all the ways that I command you, that it may be well with you.
The temple held immense significance in both the Old and New Testaments, serving as a central symbol of God's presence and the covenant between God and the people. However, the concept of the temple undergoes a fascinating transformation as we move from the prophetic denunciations of Jeremiah to the actions of Jesus. In Jeremiah's time, the Jerusalem temple, once a beacon of divine presence, had become a site of corruption and injustice. Rituals were performed without genuine devotion, sacrifices served as self-serving tokens, and the religious authorities exploited the people in the name of God. Jeremiah delivered scathing indictments against this distorted form of worship. He warned of impending destruction if the people did not repent and embrace true righteousness. Jeremiah's concept of the temple transcended the physical structure. He emphasized the importance of an internal sanctuary, a heart renewed by God's word and committed to justice and compassion. His prophecy pointed towards a new covenant, not written on stone tablets, but inscribed on the hearts of the people. Jesus' temple actions, particularly the cleansing of the temple, as recorded in Mark 11, can be interpreted through the lens of Jeremiah's critique. Jesus observed the commercialization and exploitation occurring within the temple precincts, mirroring the issues Jeremiah confronted. His act of overturning the money changers' tables and driving out the vendors can be seen as a symbolic repudiation of this desecration of sacred space. However, Jesus' engagement with the temple goes beyond mere critique. He also reinterpreted its meaning through his teachings and messianic claims. He declared, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up," referring not to the physical structure, but to his own body, as the new temple of God. This statement shifted the focus from an external location to an internalized relationship with God. Both Jeremiah and Jesus condemned the abuses and distortions within the temple system. They called for a shift from ritualistic observance to genuine ethical living, emphasizing the importance of inner transformation and justice. However, their approaches differed. Jeremiah focused on the prophetic role of calling out injustice and the need for radical societal change. Jesus, while addressing injustice, emphasized his role as the Messiah who would embody the new covenant and usher in a spiritual transformation. Jeremiah viewed the physical temple as corrupt and in need of condemnation. Jesus saw it as a starting point for reinterpreting the concept of the temple, shifting the focus to his own body, and ultimately to the hearts of his followers. Jesus' temple actions and his reinterpretation of the temple concept invite us to examine our own understanding of what it means to be the temple of God. His message transcends the confines of specific historical contexts and challenges us to consider: how do we embody or resist the corrupting tendencies within our own religious institutions and practices? How does our faith extend beyond ritualistic observance and translate into actions of justice and compassion? In what ways can we cultivate our own hearts as sanctuaries of love and righteousness, reflecting the true essence of the new covenant envisioned by both Jeremiah and Jesus? The interplay between the temple and the ministries of Jeremiah and Jesus offers rich insights into the evolving nature of faith, the enduring need for prophetic critique, and the transformative potential of reinterpretation. It invites us to engage with Jesus' message, not as a passive audience, but as active participants in building a world where the temple of God resides not in brick and mortar, but in the hearts of those who strive for justice, love, and true communion with the divine. Father, may we heed the prophet's call, tear down the walls of hypocrisy, and rebuild our lives and communities on the bedrock of justice, compassion, and true worship, a worship that resonates not just within the confines of sacred buildings, but in the vibrant tapestry of everyday actions that serve to heal the world, one act of love at a time. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.